Blog Talk Radio.
Here is completely uncensored and unscripted. I'm obviously your host, Bad News B-Man, and here's the thing, guys. We were supposed to do Keeping the Count tonight, but once again, I had an unreliable host who decided, you know what, I'm going to go out drinking with my manager and get so fucking shit-faced that I forget to set up the fucking show. So, back to basics. Doesn't have a show tonight, so I've taken it upon myself to get back here on the Aussie Network and give you guys Unstoppable Zone Radio. This is where you guys can vent to your gripes with Unstoppable Management or whatever, and there will be no consequences because, let's face facts, if they want to try and ban us over shit we say on here, well, then they've got a lot to answer for. All right, but ladies and gentlemen, I think we've got our first caller here. I'll bring them on. I think I know who this is, but I'll let them introduce themselves.
You know what the fuck this is.
This is Terrell, the motherfucking Troop Johnson.
Exactly. Chillin', baby. What you up to?
Oh, man, I tell you what, right now I'm loving life. I mean, I've just had some fucking epic matches for the BOV pay-per-view. Won both of them. You're welcome. So people can thank me now. Like, you guys can all just give me praise right now because I have given you guys something you guys have been bitching about for months and months now, and that's, I've given you happy hours back. Okay, well, with the BOV pay-per-view, stipulation for my match was whoever lost the match had to wear clown makeup for a month. Now, it was me versus Shell Kneebreaker. Shell lost. So, for the next month, ladies and gentlemen, you will be listening to RAWF Happy Hours with Lord Amadeus and Shell Candy the Clown. it's going to be awesome.
That is too an unusual punishment.
It is going to be awesome, is what it's going to be. And so for the next month, Shell has to dress up like a clown, and I'm going to love it because every time I go on After Hours, I'm just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Happy Hours. But it's going to be funny as hell. But no, man, what's going on with you? I haven't heard of Vicious Truth in a while. It's like, god damn.
It's been about a week or two. It's just, you know what? I try to find things to be pissed off about, but it's like most of the people I want to be pissed off about are already in beef with other. They're in beef with other people, so it's like I don't want to compound their beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So pretty much, you just don't want to dig a shithole that pretty much you know you're going to get covered in.
Well, no, and then also, you know, when you do that, even if you have a legitimate beef, if you beef with somebody that's already beefing with somebody else, people are going to automatically say you're bandwagon. You know what I mean?
I would care about that, but I don't, because I am infamous for it. I mean, I continued the bury the tank girl trend. Okay, that's going.
Oh,
that was losing steam.
One of these, you and Tango, I'm gonna have to get a room and work out your issues.
Well, no. Me and Tank have had discussions, and we've come to an agreement that we both love pie. So there you go. That's the closest we're ever gonna come to an agreement.
Oh shit, that works too.
Yeah. And then we've got the whole. What else did I continue on with? I continued on with burying Pyrus' shows when he was doing them, but now he's not doing them anymore. Thank God.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. Let's be completely honest, right? You know, that was more like an infomercial. Wasn't really a show. You know what I mean?
That's the truth right there. But on a serious note, guys, before I start getting into burying people and doing what I do best, I would like to play a bit of a tribute right now to a man that has unfortunately passed away and was a great legend of this business. So I'm just going to play this little snippet here. Alright, there we go. That's right, guys. Unfortunately, Mark's this past week, we marked the end of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, which sucks.
Oh my god. I mean, you have wrestlers, everybody says, you know, he was my favorite and all that kind of stuff. But it's very rare that you have a wrestler that were other wrestlers' favorite wrestler. You know what I mean? And he was that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the man that was pretty much the creator of Ric Flair. I mean, without Dusty Rhodes, I don't think Ric Flair would have been as big as he was, because Ric got most of his fame from the brutal and bloody 70s matches that him and Dusty Rhodes had in the NWA.
True.
Like, before Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels were friggin', you know, doing their infamous Iron Man match at WrestleMania, Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair were doing those fucking matches for quids, pretty much.
Bunkhouse Stampede, remember that shit? Bunkhouse Brawl, fucking just the cool shit over there, man.
Texas Bull Rope matches, it was...
Oh my god, right? Unless we not forget the one, the only Midnight Rider. Come on now.
on. Can't forget that shit. But you know what they said, guys? Unfortunately, those things do come in threes, because we did also have the passing of the most infamous villain in all of in all of movies, which was Chris Robinson. Who, for those of you that don't know who he was probably, I don't know, I wouldn't say, I could say the best Dracula that there was, but I don't know. Some people might be like, no, man, Bram Stoker was the best one, whatever, fucking. But no, he played Dracula back in the, I think it was what, late mid 60s, early 70s, if I'm right.
I believe so.
And then we had, and then he, if you guys want more recent things he's been in, he played the Sith Lord in, Revenge of the Sith. There you go. He's infamous with it.
Pretty much, if it was a good movie and there was a bad guy in it, he was in it.
Yep, that's pretty much it. But no, I don't want to know which is going to be the third celebrity on the chopping block this week. I really hope it doesn't come in threes. Dusty Rhodes was more than a wrestler, man. He was like probably the best wrestling mind in the wrestling industry. I mean, he, like, out of all the crappy WCW pay-per-views we got, we all remember the one great American Bash pay-per-view that we got, and that was Dusty Rhodes.
Right?
Dusty Rhodes, the man
was a freaking genius.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes invented that shit, and he took the ball and ran with it. And trust me, man, there will never be another man like Dusty Rhodes. This is a man that has spanned numerous wrestling generations, like people from the 70s all the way to now. They've all been inspired by him. He's mentored them, taught them, and yeah, everyone's just mourning the loss of him. But holy shit, we've got more calls. God damn. Sorry, I'm going on tirades. Alright, I know there's one person here that does not want to be brought on, so I've got to double check and just see what number she is. Okay. Alright, so that's who she is. I know who this one is. This is Tang.
Of course you do. Hey.
Yes, it's everyone's favourite Canadian that they love to hate.
Why, thank you.
And this is, sorry, I don't know whose area code this is, but speak up.
B-Man, it's Count Freysnock.
Holy shit.
Oh, good.
You've come out of your slumber? What the fuck?
No, I was not sleeping. I was not sleeping. I was away dealing with business, if you will. You know, I do apologize.
You're stoned. Don't listen. You're stoned.
I am not stoned. I am not... What? A pot fiend like Tank Girl? No, I'm not.
You're chronic. Shut up.
I think classic case of projection, Tank Girl. Classic.
Well, you didn't get a contact buzz. That is your projection right there.
we also have a special announcement, ladies and gentlemen, that the Dark Evil Angel Paige has said hello. She would love to be here tonight, but unfortunately, she's out stabbing people while her manager is working. So, enjoy that.
Sounds like fun, I guess.
That's it. Ah, shit. Now, why do people have to go and say stupid shit like that? Really? But anyway,
what kind of stupid silly shit?
Nothing. Just certain people's managers are like, because my manager decided to promote my show, which I have to pay him for later. Said that this is where the real shit happens, and one person's manager decided to write, I guess you're in the toilet then.
That's funny.
Yeah, that, well, considering whose manager it is, hey, Titanus, you might want to tell your manager to pull his fucking head in.
tightness, why don't you just do a headstand, flush the toilet, and give yourself a swirly, okay?
Wait, why are we telling Titus to do a swirly? What's going on? What do you do?
It's all good. But no, like I said, guys, we had an awesome BOV pay-per-view, which now you can all thank me for bringing back Happy Hours.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Really now.
Hey, Amadeus should thank me, and in fact, Shell should thank me, okay? I gave Shell an amazing makeover in which now she may look like Doink the Clown, but I'm sure she's going to have more charisma. I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, I saw that.
I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure she's going to be a bigger clown and better talent than the other two clowns that were on Happy Hours beforehand. But I don't
know. You said it, folks. Not me.
Yep. And if nobody likes what the fuck I say, well, guess what? Ezra is said in my name.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I don't give a fuck. Thank you. But here's the thing. Now, Truth, you're talking about you don't want to step on people's toes and you don't want to piss people off because, you know...
No.
I was going to say.
No. It's not that I don't want to piss people off. It's just that I don't want to be lumped in with people that are considered bandwagoners. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't want to... You might have a legitimate beef with somebody and you want to go at them, but everybody else is going at them right now. And if you jump into the fray, they're going to be like, oh, Truth... You know, it's just being an asshole and bandwagon. You know what I mean?
We're sort of talking about like when Tank Girl would jump on the bandwagon of Bret Hart being the best there is, best there was, the best there ever will be.
No.
It's more like
what the best there will be.
It's more like me and the heads of BOV, right? We get along. They did a few things at one time that rubbed me the wrong way. We handled it behind the scenes. But I think I could craft, and I would like to craft, an awesome storyline where Truth goes after BOV by himself. But I can't do that right now because everybody else is hating on him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it, man, and I'm completely with you there. Like, I feel like I can't voice my opinion on some shit because some motherfuckers already beat me to it, which is like, okay, fair. But difference is when I say it, I'm not gonna like retract my statement 5 minutes later when me and that person talk. I'm still gonna say that they're a fucktard. I still say it's a fucktard to this day, but we still talk. I just went live on air and just said, you know, well, Count Zrafnok's a shit host because he gets drunk and shit. But, oh, well. Oh, well. It's out there now. It's out in the replays. Everyone can listen to it. So it's all good. And Zrafnok's too busy having the bong and the blinks. or how's the rest of that go, Tank? Smoking Tank?
What? I'm sorry, there's some background noise and I can't hear.
B-Man, were you talking about Count Zrafnok? I thought I heard my ears ringing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said...
Burning.
I said, Tank, what was the rest of that thing from the good old Austin Powers movie? Smoking a pancake?
A smoke and a pancake, a bong and a blint.
A cigarette and a flapjack, a cigar and a waffle, and a pipe and a crepe. Okay?
Okay, Yvonne's not here, so we can't do it properly.
Oh, you can do it, but I haven't heard that in a long time.
A smoke and a pancake.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, what were the other ones? Sprinkle pussy?
Sprinkle pussy and edumacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, edumacation.
I can tell you right
and
now.
Who does
that? Yeah, I know.
Free-range
right?
dog.
Who was that miracle person that came up with edumacation? God damn it.
That would definitely be the founder of Legacy, one of Yvonne DeVicious. Keep it real.
That's right. Legacy up.
Oh, it was great, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, good time. Guys, we're going old school here, and we're getting emotional. It's like, go get some fucking
Yeah, let's
shit
not
back.
Go there. Let's go back to what we were doing.
Yeah, back to... It's like, hang on a second.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah. You were talking shit about Count, apparently.
You are a douchebag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, soundboard.
Hey, we had to fix that shit. Oh, god damn. But, no.
Out of nowhere.
All right, here's the thing, guys. The Unstoppable Management have actually done something right for fucking once in their lives. Now they've given you two free move sets which you can add on to your little moves, and they've brought in new moves, which is awesome. They've brought in although I found one really shitty, which is that turnbuckle head smash. What the fuck is that?
I love that. That's fucking great. That is great. You can use it before and after a power fucking move. It's great. I love it. It's awesome.
What she said.
Especially if you're in hardcore, you know?
I think the most interesting that they've brought in is that fucking gorilla press slam. That is fucking awesome.
I'm going to have to go try that one.
You could fuck up someone's health like by half just by using that once. That's how I beat Shelly. I gorilla press slammed her ass.
Well, I like my super kick as well. Finally, they gave me a super kick.
I know you've been going around in chats for fucking years now saying super kicking someone. Yeah,
in scenes and matches, you know, I have to use the drop kick instead of a super kick, and I can super kick people.
What attribute covers that one?
Don't ask me to think. I'm stoned.
Super kick. That is
it's in the attack.
Super kick is agility and speed.
Take it high. Thank you.
I fucking know. Just fucking push the button and it works. Okay?
So the new ones that they have brought out, like I said, is that turnbuckle head smash, the gorilla press slam, standing wrist lock, which is actually not bad. And the 450 leg drop, which, by the way, if any of you actually use that, you're fucking idiots. I think the only person I've seen use it is Drifty, and we all know why Drifty can do it. He can actually do a 900 leg drop and fucking still land that shit.
You know what I love seeing the little guys do? Moonsault. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, we can't see them do shit anymore.
I know, but when we used to be able to see them do shit.
Not true.
I don't miss it, but I do. I don't miss
yes,
it freaking out my computer.
You miss it.
I miss seeing, hey man, my outfits looked good. I don't fucking care. So yeah, I don't care now. You know, I'm used to it now. I was just worried of how they were going to do the tag teams. And well, they figured
well,
it out,
see
so
we're
I'm
it.
Happy.
Right,
yeah.
There you go.
I don't miss it anymore. But, yeah. I don't know if anybody looked at the sweet ass vaporizer that Pimp just picked out, but yeah. Sorry.
So who's pissing you off right now? Hey, anybody pissing you off?
You know what? Since I've been in RAWF, not too many people are pissing me off. You know, I'm able to concentrate on my hardcore. And win some titles there in Graveyard, win a title there, you know, thinking of leaving Hardcore cool because they're dead. So I'll have an open company slot soon if anybody gives a shit. But, yeah, now nobody's really pissing me off right now. Can't really say that. Been quiet. Quiet on the home front.
Well, guess
very
what?
Relaxing to try it.
this show's about to get a lot less fucking quiet. Because I'm about to bring on the original crazy bitch, my Ooh. Ex-wife, and
Yay.
Someone that just likes stabbing a bitch.
Hey, B-Man, if I wanted to stab somebody, you'd be the first bitch I stabbed in the first goddamn place, so I don't know why you're running your mouth.
Well, hey, let's be perfectly honest here. I stabbed you first, so.
Stab him some more. He likes it.
What's up, Truth?
I'm chilling, baby. What's happening?
Nothing, but I need some vicious truth. I need a show. All these people need to know what's really up.
You're on B-Man show right now, and I'm here. Let's go ahead and break that shit down.
They couldn't handle it anymore, Truth.
Well, you know what? They couldn't handle it before. What the fuck makes you think they can handle it now?
Yeah, it's even worse now.
Right? Well, shit happened. Huh. You know? I'd be angry, too, if I was married to B-Man.
Yeah. So, how you been, Stabitha?
My manager's I'm gonna stab. My manager's gonna be the first person I stab.
Make her bleed, man. I want. Amen. Make her bleed.
That sounds kind of counterproductive there.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen. Stab a bitch. Well,
tomorrow I'm gonna tomorrow I'm gonna touch a hot stove just to, because I'm pissed off.
Everybody take a shot.
Just one shot, people. Make it a double if you choose, but one shot.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I've never denied that. I've just said that you've actually got shittier taste in men since you've got rid of me. So it's just...
Never
I think that's funny. That
we'll get you,
funny.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here comes the truth.
That is not... I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying that's funny. Wow.
I thought it was crappy before. Now you're saying it's crappier?
Well, here's the truth about it all. You've gone from main event status like me, and you've gone down to Jobberville. It's like, well,
that's funny.
I thought she hung up, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm getting stabbed later.
So did I.
No, I'm still here. I'll get you later, B. Tell everybody, they're never going to know where it's coming from anymore.
Yeah, well, I hope you videotape. I don't want to see that shit.
No, it was actually the stoned one, and I'm not talking about Tank. It was Zrafe not.
He hasn't got nothing.
No one is as stoned as I am, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Then
you know the most fucked up part about all this is the fact that I'm in the most slowest tournament on God's green earth. I mean, I swear to God.
Oh, God.
Like, the Platinum Dragon tournament ended quicker than this tournament. That's how fucked up it is.
I was going to say. What one is it? Who is it?
The CSWF Swamp Monster Title Tournament. Like,
oh, jeez. Wow. I didn't go up for that one.
I did. I'm in the semifinals now. We're just waiting on Bruce the Shark, the freaking old fart, to finish his match.
Wait, you made it to the... You made it to the semifinals of the tournament? I'm shocked.
Woo.
Like I said, baby,
it's
main huge. Event.
I've been doing good in tournaments.
Main events are right here. You lost and...
Shit. Maybe mid-Carter. Maybe mid-Carter.
Ooh.
If I'm a mid card,
Wait, hold on. Who was it that wanted a match in RAWS and then didn't have the balls to show up? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Your balls were still in my fucking purse at that time.
Which match are we referring to here? Are we referring to my
one? The one against me at the RAWS pay-per-view that you never got the contract for and never joined the company so that you could face me because you were scared.
Amadeus never set up the damn match. If Amadeus set up the match tomorrow, I will fucking be there.
Y'all all heard this, right? So I'm pretty sure there's a company somewhere that has both of us in it that wants to set up that match and wants to watch me beat the so-called man Carter's ass all the way across the ring.
Hey, I'm just giving you fair warning now, okay? The last woman that said that she was going to whip my ass and make me out to be a joke, well, she's now wearing clown makeup and being Amadeus's new co-host.
And a big glow in the dark note. She looks fabulous. Yeah. I was trying to figure out
what the fuck is a man Carter. She said, "Main Carter, got it."
But on that note, the manager. The manager's dragging me away. So make it happen, and I'll be there.
Yeah, go slap that manager out just for me, please. Fuck.
I will.
Thanks,
man. But you know what, Paige? I need a fucking drink. But you know what? I'm gonna give Paige's a special song just from me.
Feed on me. I see you feeling now.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there?
Oh, yes,
not if
sorry.
You can hear me.
No. We can hear you. I was letting the song fucking finish. I was giving the band Fozzy some fucking, like, you know, just some.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
But goddamn. No, one take just comes in and goes, hello, is anyone in there? The fuck? But no,
just not if you can hear me.
That's a pretty fucked up thing to say on radio, though. Not if you can hear me. It's like, how the fuck would you know if that person was nodding? What's like, what?
Oh, well, they tell me in the chat. They'd nod if they wanted to. They can nod. Come on now.
Anyway, apparently 187 is saying I played some emo boy band shit on this show before. I'm like, when the fuck did I ever do that? I'm just wondering.
Well, I don't know if we call it emo, but it wasn't exactly rocking, I will say that.
If you're talking about the American Dream thing, man, that was a tribute to Dusty Rhodes. Fuck you.
No, that's different. Dusty Rhodes had the best intro music and always will have the best intro music, and I hope you play it again, because I missed it. That's
yes,
why.
Well, but, yeah, I know, I think I've played, like, one Backstreet Boys. Just for that furious fucking ass wipe.
You are a douchebag. That's right.
Oh, my God.
A douchebag.
Oh, Jesus.
No, alone in your room in the dark, crying over Slammy, listening to NKTV and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and a
holy
little bit
shit.
Of Pink. You gotta give up and try. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Keeping the Count. Open mic night. Tank's already started. Take a shot.
That's three shots in a row, people. Three shots.
Right. But yeah, as your name, we've got Tank on the show, we've got Vicious Truth on the show, Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson. And we've already covered the Dusty Rhodes situation, unfortunately, passing. I will be very intrigued to see what happens on Raw this past week, whether Cody Rhodes will be making a return, or if they're just going to keep him with a Stardust gimmick. I don't know. Wait and see. Also, I talked about Unstoppable with the new moves that have been brought in. Oh, Jesus Christ, Tank.
Sorry.
Really? You're going to start humming boy band shit in there?
No. It's called mocking you, is what it's called.
I walk away from the phone for 1 minute. I come back. Y'all talk about boys. What the hell is going on?
Okay.
That's what he was playing when him and Pagers broke up. Is some NKTV and some NSYNC and hanging tough. No, he's hanging soft, honey.
No, what are you? One Direction or 5 Seconds of Summer? What are you?
I didn't play any fucking NSYNC crap when me and Paige broke up. I think I played Emphatic's Goodbye Girl or something. I don't know. I lose track. I don't think I played a Backstreet fucking thing for us.
Hey, Backstreet Boys are pretty good. Stop running.
But yeah. Cause
he's like,
know,
no, fuck that. They
weren't good. Oh, my God, fuck. I wish I could breathe. Oh.
Why are we talking about boy band?
I don't know.
Because that's what he was playing when him and Pagers broke up. He was playing sad songs by Backstreet Boy and other boy bands.
Okay.
It's me,
well, you know what?
Girl,
I like,
you know?
I like boy bands, damn it. Because the Temptations were boy band. The Eagles were boy band. The Beatles were a fucking boy band.
Metallica's a boy band.
No,
PCR's a boy band.
Furious Pimpin has just gone into the chat, pretty much stated everyone that, you know, when he's like making the money and slapping bitches around, he's listening to Backstreet Boys. So hey, that's cool. I don't judge. And Judge is apparently going to write some new Woo Boy band. I don't know. What the hell?
Yeah, funny stuff. Can we move on?
Judge is promoting a new Woo Boy band. It's called The Misfits. Okay, just okay. Wait for it.
This is why I can't do what I want. But B-Man, see, that right there is why I can't do what I want to do. You see? Everybody else is already doing it.
I was just waiting because I knew 187 or Mr. Steam was going to say something. I'd be like, fuck you, B-Man. B-Man, you don't want that straight again. There it is.
Ooh, damn.
You guys are funny.
Yeah, leave that street alone. That's where he made all his money. Never mind.
What is the Unstoppable Bros? Judgment has sent me the scene for what they're talking about in the chat there. That's this weekend live on stage. I present you the hottest new boy band around, the Unstoppable Bros.
The Unstoppable Bros.
The boys take the stage live at 8 p.m. So your tickets now and alone with your pre-sale will receive a limited edition poster of the Unstoppable Bros. Hurry while supplies last. Although Judge hasn't put it's fucking Wee Man, man. He hasn't put down who it is.
Well, supplies last. That's funny as shit.
But anyways, I'll post the link to the scene so you guys can all fucking check it out for yourselves. Go comment on it, whatever. But is that really?
How about this? I dare some of y'all to go in there and come up with, you know, what their first single is going to be.
Oh my God.
If Judgment's...
Oh, Jesus.
If Judgment's a part of that band, I have a really bad feeling I know what that
I'm
song
is scared,
gonna be.
I'm scared,
Judgy.
I'm scared. I'm thoroughly scared.
Why don't Judge call in? I heard Judge was their tour manager. Why don't he call in?
Come on, Judgy. You know you wanna.
Oh, but yeah, it'll be really, really interesting.
Okay. The Unstoppable Bros.
Go ahead, Tank. What do you think their first single is gonna be?
What do I think their first single? Well, who's in the Unstoppable Bros? That's what I wanna know.
I want you to know.
I'm scanning the freaking scene, leave me alone. I do not see a list of Unstoppable Bros, so therefore it's going to be a little harder to... But
what do you think their first single will be, Tank? Come on, play the game. Don't be scared.
I'm playing the game, but you always put me on the spot and never give me a second to think and never let anybody else go before me. You know I suck right now.
Oh, wait. We do have one member of the band. Okay, well, I do know who one member of the band is, and it's Alec Dark Immortal Remington from the B.O.B.
Oh, goody.
What's his name?
Oh, really now.
One more time? Alec Dark Immortal Remington. So, Alec Remington.
No. I thought he
hanging
left
soft.
B.O.B. I thought he hanging took a title soft. And dropped it and left the group. How's he still B.O.B.?
Hanging soft. They're soft.
Somebody explain that to me.
Just hanging soft. What?
No, is it just me? Nobody else
knows that? Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
The band there's only three members in the band. It's Griffith, Alec, and Pimpin.
It's a three-man band,
huh? Is Pimpin's in it?
The immortal Griffith, Alec Remington, and Furious Pimpin. Okay. First song track is going
no
to be on the show. First song track will be Price of Fame. This is the price of fame.
The first song will be what?
Price of Fame.
The Price of Fame?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I had a joke for that one. I got a joke for that one. Anybody want to hear it? I got a joke.
Okay, it's Griffith, Alec, and Pimpin.
I got a joke, though. It's a good one.
Come on. Give it to
me. Okay. The Price of Fame will be exactly 7,000 coins a week.
Ooh, that's not a bad payout.
You don't get it, do you?
No, I don't. Sorry.
B-Man, do you get it?
Oh, my God. 187 says, first single is Fail Fairy Stole My Heart.
Oh, shit.
That's a good one. But no one got the joke. Come on, people.
I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Because there was a rumor going around that they were paying people 7,000 coins a week to put BOV on the end of their name.
That's right. You're right.
And you didn't get that joke. I'm wasting my good shit tonight. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't get it was because I haven't been around to fucking hear that joke.
Now, before anybody says anything crazy, before anybody gets all mad, and I really don't care if anybody gets mad, but I said it was a rumor.
Hey, man, if Big Dave Demented's got a problem with the fact that you're saying that he bitches out $7,000 to fucking 7,000 coins, I should say, to fucking have people put BOV on the end of their name, well, then he can take it up on his own fucking show.
Gotta love B-Man. Gotta love B-Man.
Like, I'm sorry, it's either that or, you know, Big Daddy could always send the real fucking voice behind him, which is his wife, Sin, to call up this show and fucking have a crack, but I can tell you right now, that'll be money. Sin versus Truth in a trash talk battle. Let's go.
Are you serious right now? What did she do to you? Really, what did she do to you? Why would you do that to her?
I just want to see some carnage tonight. Is that too much to ask?
That's just wrong. I don't think that lady did anything to you for you to wish that upon her.
Ooh. And that's why he's an asshole.
I think the best way to summarize this scenario for new listeners that have never heard of Truth or Sin before, but do know everyone in Unstoppable is this would be the equivalent of MP getting onto a 17-year-old kid. Ain't nobody want to see that.
You had to go there. Couldn't help yourself. You got nothing new. Come on, B. No one's done anything that fucked up.
I've been here so long, I've seen so many fucked up things, okay? I've seen one guy kill off his character by saying his character fucked a frozen chicken. Then,
oh, Jesus, look,
I don't care what none of y'all say. Could nobody piss people off like Bill One? Okay, you know what? I'll ask you first. Same girl. The biggest heel with the biggest mouth.
Biggest heel with the biggest mouth for me.
I mean, that could just set people off.
The biggest heel could just set people off. That had to be a lot of people with, it would be Rowdy Harrison, and, well, I don't know if you can call them
heels, come
on,
come
set people
on.
Off.
You've been around.
What, just people go, people go, meh. Oh, you want my honest opinion or just some jerk off that set people off?
Which do you want? I want your honest opinion. Think Roddy Harrison is the one that
could... No, biggest deal to piss me off. Wither was one that pissed me off big time. But Relic can piss me off and make me smile at the same time, so I don't know if that counts.
Oh, come on. Tank, we all know the fucking answer for you. The person that pisses you off the most, I can say, he has one fucking
why?
Name.
So why? Why? So I can get you to harp on me and say that the person's hardly ever around, so why don't you shut up? Is that what you want?
Is it? We all know addiction pissed you off. Everyone in the chat knows addiction pissed you off.
Addiction, yeah, but you know what? I piss addiction off more than he pisses me off, truth be told. I just sit back and laugh at him when he goes off.
I have to give her a cheat right
because he's besides the same
one.
Thing. Yeah.
I piss him off more. Truth.
Oh, hold on. Who's your person there, B-Man? Person that pissed you off more than anybody else? The entire history of WWE.
Person that pisses me off more than anything? Oh, shit.
Well, there's two of them for me.
Are we talking about, like, that can piss me off trash talk-wise or just pisses me off from, like, personal points?
The name is mentioned and you just go the fuck off. Yeah. The name's mentioned and you just go off. Just instantly.
But if it's a person that I just hear their name, I'll go instantly the fuck off. That has to be Pony Boy. I can't see,
there you go. Oh, you bring in some real trash topic out.
If we're talking trash talk wise, then yeah, it comes down to either 187 or fucking Judge. They piss me off.
Those people pale in comparison to the person I'm considering in my head. The one, the only, biggest asshole of them all, and I'm about to date myself on this game. I'm going to show you how old I am. Justin Klein.
Ooh.
If y'all remember him, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There's a name you haven't heard in a while.
Justin was an asshole. Don't get me wrong. Justin, what?
And he was a funny asshole, though. He was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he was a funny fucking asshole. I could not be pissed off whenever he came on air due to the fact that I can't remember who it was. I can't remember whether it was Judge or 187 or whoever the fuck it was back in the Misfit days. Someone would come on air and absolutely fuck up his gimmick. just be like,
true, that did happen, but it's like Marcus Marshall, man. You gotta let the man do what he's gonna do. That is what he is. He's gonna do what he's gonna do. And Justin Klein was a funny motherfucker. Oh my god, he talked so much shit, but he was funny as hell. Everybody's like, I know who you're talking about.
There's been lots of people that pissed off people. Like, if we want to go really far back, a person that would instantly piss people off when he came on air was Wither.
I mentioned him earlier.
Wither came on air and pissed people off just by being a stuck-up, fucking arrogant asshole and pretty much sucking up Stallion's ass and then retracting his mouth and then sucking on the dick again. It's like...
And you know who we didn't mention? You know who we really didn't mention who I felt bad that we didn't mention this person? Because he deserves this respect for being king asshole. The one, the only, Perfect German.
Who?
Come on. Perfect German.
Curtain Jerker?
He can piss you off.
Oh, the Perfect German. Okay.
Yeah, didn't
he? He could piss you. Perfect German could. He was doing the whole Nazi thing, but he would talk shit about everybody. He would tell you exactly what kind of chopper you are.
I agree. 187 there. Shanky. There was another one. Shanky was a fucktub.
Oh god, he was just gross. Oh my god.
And yeah, and Mistress Doom, I'll give you credit from a female point of view that you pissed off a lot of women and men, but men you mainly pissed off because you wouldn't let them in your pants.
Then she's doing her job. Way to go, Mistress Doom.
But women just love to fucking hate Mistress Doom. I have no idea why, but.
You know why? Because Mistress Doom fools you. She sounds like Martha Stewart, but she talks like freaking Roseanne Barr. I'm a professional, people. Don't try and keep up. You don't get lost.
Hey, I don't know if you saw that freaking Bieber roast, but fucking Martha Stewart talks like fucking Roseanne Barr. Okay?
No, but when she tried to, when she called my boy Nigger Rich, that was funny as hell. I could say that, shut up.
That's why it's funny, because you can say it.
When she talked about making a shank and stabbing a bitch, that was funny as hell. I was like,
that was funny too.
Fuck.
And putting the body on her fabulous fucking linen sheets. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what's funny though? Quiet as kept. People won't admit this, but Martha Stewart got ass. She really does. Her and Oprah.
Oh my god.
Okay, we've talked about people that instantly piss you off. Now, let's get into the more positive thing side of things. Who do you think in Unstoppable today is someone who can go into a trash talk battle and you instantly know that person's gonna like fucking kill someone?
And that would be the one, the only, to run the motherfucking Drew Johnson.
Take my answer, you asshole.
Besides you, Truth, like, because we all know that you're the professional fucking trash talker around here.
Okay, well, then Sally did some stuff. Sally could trash talk.
Did you say Sally isn't Stallion, or?
Yeah, Sally can trash talk.
Yeah, he can.
He won't really let you get a word in, but he can trash talk. That's another thing. Hold on, people.
Same trash talk for everybody.
Wait, you're not in the B2B studio, are you there?
No, I'm not.
Could you pick? I need to do a PSA real quick. Could you give me some entrance music? Something that I can get hyped to.
Oh shit. I don't know if I've got anything that's gonna really hype
Plan
me up.
Some Backstreet Boys.
I've got this. I don't know if this is going to hype you up, but yes.
Say it, love.
Is that sort of what you were going for?
That'll work. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, assholes of all ages, it's Terrell the motherfucking Truth talking. And I have a public service announcement for you. Lately, there's been a rash of people, for lack of better words, trying to fight outside of their weight class.
Huh?
Okay? If this was boxing, I am the heavyweight champion of the motherfucking world. You are barely a flyweight. Most of you motherfuckers out there don't stand a chance yet you take pop shots at me. And it's fun. I like it. I like to get a little workout every now and again. But can someone that can actually fucking trash talk please step to me? Please. Because what I'm doing now is the equivalent of smacking the shit out of a handicapped kid. And it's just not fair. Most of you people that step to me, y'all not worth it. But I will indulge you, and I'll send you home to your mother so she can kiss your boo-boos. But can someone that can trash talk really, I mean, that can get in there and won't get butt hurt, step up to me? I will not overtalk you. If you ever heard me trash talk, Truth, don't do that. I'll let you get it in, and then I'll reply, and then I'll make you feel bad about yourself. But if you got the skills, I do a radio show every Wednesday night on the B2B Network. You know me; I spam the shit out of it all over the feed and Tango hosting. So, if you want some, come get some. I will gladly give you a nice slice of fuck you and a tall glass to kill yourself. I promise.
So, Truth, what you've just stated live here on the show is you are officially announcing the opening of the Terrell the Truth Johnson Open Invitational. Is that what we're hearing?
You know what? Yes. If you think you got the chops, and here, I am not one of those people that's going to be like, well, no, that was stupid, or no, your trash talk sucks. If you get me, I will gladly, gladly give you your props. You know what? Fuck it. I'll give you your props and 1,000,000 coins. How about that? Step up.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, you've heard it live. In fact, I'm going to be posting on the fucking news feed after this show about Terrell's open invitational here, that he said anyone that steps up and can actually go toe-to-toe with him, you're going to get 1,000,000 points, okay?
And here's the thing. You don't have to beat me because trash talk is subjective. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to think I did good. Some people think you did good. But I just want somebody to come forth with full effort and really try and embarrass the truth. How many other wrestlers, people always say that, well, you know what, get in the ring, and if you beat me, I'll do this, I'll do that. Yeah, we can all click buttons. Stop that. You're in radio land right now.
Now, come see me,
and I'll help you.
All right, quickly though, truth. Just so everyone understands, does this have to be mic only? Like, this is the mic only open invitational, yes?
No. If you want to see me in a scene or something like that, I'll come to your scene. But if I come to your scene, you got to come to my show.
That's only fair. Sounds fair to me.
You know what? Because you know what? You can't Google that fast when we're live on air. Just saying.
All right, cool.
And you know what? We'll make the scene. I'll get the scene going, right? But here's the thing.
Oh, shit.
Here's the thing. People watch, but let the participants go at it. We don't need 17 people interjecting in between our trash talk. Don't make me make it a closed scene or invite-only scene. You know what I'm saying? I would like to have it there for people to come in and have fun, but, you know, we're not going to have all that, you know, oh, shit, he said your mama was ugly. Or we don't need all that. Just enjoy the show and comment afterwards. But, again, if I come to your scene, if you make a scene calling out truth and I come to your scene, or your company scene or whatever, you got to come to my show.
All right, guys. Well, you've heard it here live on the Unstoppable Zone, is that Terrell and motherfucking Truth Johnson is going to be starting when he does his show, he's going to do his own segment of the Open Invitational. Now, if you guys want in, you either call in or you show up to the fucking show. And it's one ass whooping at a time. You don't have to fucking win, but if you impress Truth, he's going to give you 1,000,000 coins. That's it.
You know, just having fun. And people, I'm a very good, I get in my zone. Don't take it personally. If I say something about you and your mother and farm equipment, don't take it personally. Okay?
It's about you. It's about you, not your manager. It's about you.
Exactly. Don't take the shit personally. We just having fun here. All right? I think it'll be funny. I really do.
Oh, it's going to be good. And just for everyone that's, like, you know, listening after the show, Truth, what time does your show start on Wednesdays?
My show starts at 9 p.m. in America and 12 p.m.
America.
In the rest of the country. So if you're, like, in New York, like, not in America, but, like, in New York, it starts at midnight. And if you're overseas, I really don't know.
New York, you're not classified as America, so fuck you.
If you are east of the Mississippi, you are not in America. I'm sorry.
I've just pissed off a whole bunch of New Yorkers. I can't go to New York anymore, so.
They know me over there. I used to date their mother. Me and the Statue of Liberty had something going on, so they understand.
Hey, man, it's not like I said that Red Hook sucks. If I fucking said that, bullshit. But I said New York.
And remember, when you step to a Truth or a B-Man or a Judgment, Lord forbid, we are professionals. Please bring your big boy and big girl pants with you, okay?
Make sure you pull
your pants. But it'll be fun. Who else does shit like that? No one. Who else give me the platform to do shit?
Count's got
open. Hold on, B-Man. Who else will give me the platform to do shit like this? Only B-Man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get entertainment, and you might win some money. Y'all know y'all broke.
This is true.
The
now,
economy
this,
is down.
Yeah, no, this is true. I give ass whoopings out here for free. Truth's offering a million coins for an ass whooping. That's not bad.
No, and I'm saying, here's the thing though, all I want you to do is step up with your best. You know, I'm not saying I'm not gonna embarrass you. I am gonna embarrass you. But if you put full effort into it, you get a million coins. I'm sitting on about 24 million right now. I can lose some money. Not a problem.
Woo.
All right. Well,
Troop's
going to post the scene after this show, guys. So stay tuned for that and share the fuck out of it, please. I know
I'm about this? How about this? D-Man, ask me how I got 24 million coins. Go ahead, ask me.
Well, I fucking already know how you got 24 million.
I joined Phoenix Rising Company, the PRC company that always spams everybody's inbox. They do a shitload of tournaments, y'all. And, like, half the time people time out, so you can make it to the quarterfinals without even using any of your bag of tricks. Join the company.
I have been getting spammed the fuck out of by that company. So
you can become rich with demon, I'm telling you. You can be rich. It's like taking free money. You can get rich over there.
Phoenix Rising Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, PRC. You can get rich over there. I'm telling you the truth. They do so many tournaments and have so many members, and people count out all the time. I made it to the quarterfinals, semifinals. I made it to the finals once and only did one match, and that was in the finals. And won 500,000 coins. No bullshit.
Well, I'll definitely have to go check that out when they next do their next spamming for joining. All right, I think we've covered majority of shit tonight. I don't think there's really much else to talk about. Terrell's handing out million-dollar ass weapons. We've discussed Dusty Rhodes, unfortunately, passing along with Chris Robinson.
We've discussed
why me and Truth have been fucking quiet when it comes to fucking get going off on people because, yeah, like Truth says, you don't want to be a fucking bandwagoner, which I hate doing. But who am I kidding? I fucking love doing it. I love pissing people off just by jumping on the bandwagon. And I jump straight back off.
Yeah, but I know, but at some point, sometimes you have to sit back and just watch the foolishness that goes on and wait your turn. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that's the funny
thing.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm the guy on the bandwagon throwing out the fishing line and just making the person bite the bait and just dragging that shit along. It's like, come on.
I'm sorry, Tank. Did he say he's a dude on the gay pride parade throwing out beads? Is that what he said?
Something like that.
All right, Tank, just
yeah,
later in time. Fuck you.
What's going on in the chat?
I can't see.
Let me look.
It's pretty quiet in the chat. Furious Kempin's talking about Aquaman for some reason.
Well, we're talking about underroofs, man. I'm wearing Wonder Woman underroofs. And
you are?
Furious Pippin, I think he's
Hold
wearing...
On. Is
Aquaman
Tank Girl wearing underoos, or is Tank Girl's magic?
Yeah, man. I'm wearing underoos. Me. My man don't
that?
Wear underwear. Me, Tank Girl.
Oh.
Tank. You Tank.
She don't wear underwear.
That's way more information about your manager than I wanted to know.
It was me or my manager was wearing them. Me.
That's pretty funny.
I love
That's
Wonder
funny.
Woman and DeRoos, man.
That's pretty funny.
And 187's like, I'm Commando. I was like, okay.
I wonder if 187 found that camera I put in him and Mrs. Doom's bedroom.
Yes, truth. We've all seen the sex tape on Pornhub.com.
Wow, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Pornhub.
Oh my god.
Pornhub.
I mean, I've been on X videos for a little while lately. I need to go back.
Yes, X videos. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Mr. Stoom and 187 Sex Video on Huge's Pornhub X videos, and for some odd reason, odd reason on YouTube, I didn't put it up there. I swear to God.
Wait, you guys remember YouPorn?
Yes, YouPorn.
Oh my God.
Fuck y'all, I'm lonely. Shut up.
True. No, here's the thing, okay? And you know what? Fuck it. We've gone down this road. We might as well get on the topic. But I hate when, for all of you women that have husbands, boyfriends, or are just dating a guy, I hate the women that get pissed off about the fact that a guy's watching porn. It pisses me off.
Oh, my God.
You know,
me
you,
too. I get
you know
porn.
What pisses them off, me, man? You know what pisses them off? Not that you're watching porn. It's that you're watching porn while they're in the house. That's what pisses them off.
You know what? I don't care. I mean, I'm like, I don't care. If Mikey wants to watch porn, let him watch porn. Big deal.
You know what I hate about porn, especially on the internet. You know what I really hate about porn?
What?
Like when you really get into the good part, you really get into the good part, and then
it
starts
freezes.
Oh, that pisses me off.
No,
yeah,
no.
You're there. You know, you're right there, and it's all of a sudden. What the fuck? Damn you!
No, you know.
Okay, I don't know where this show went, but I'm like,
you took it there.
No, truth. You've got a point though. You know, because like us guys are the same. We're like, we enjoy watching porn, but we also get depressed at the same time. Why? Because we know our wives or our girlfriends won't do that shit. It's just like, fuck.
No, they will do it. They will do it. Some of y'all are just too weak to ask them to do it. You have to ask. Your wife is freakier than you think. You just need to ask her
to do it. You just need to ask
her.
If you're watching some porn, say to her, hey, would you do this?
Look, she is freakier than you think.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. She has some homegirls. She has some homegirls that are just... Look, your wife has some friends. Your wife or your girl has some friends that are just as freaky as she is. All you have to do is ask.
All you gotta do is ask. That's something I've not heard in years. The sandbox. Holy shit.
Man up. You know what? I guarantee you there's some women out there right now that is like, I would love for him to slap me in the face with a dick and pull my hair, but he won't ask me to do it, so I'm not going to volunteer. You just got to do it. You got to ask. How would you like me to slap you in the face with my penis, dear? And she'd be like, sure. I'm telling you the truth. Try that shit.
Yeah, but also, guys, I know some people are actually going to listen to this show and actually attempt some of this shit. Don't be that stupid. Don't be that stupid motherfucker that actually, you know, goes up to his wife or his girlfriend and says, "Hey, baby, I've just been noticing your friend, and I think she's rather hot, and I think we should all fuck together because not all wives are cool like that."
Tank girl, be a girl for me. Never mind, tank girl.
I can be a girl for you for a second. Okay, go ahead.
You step to your lady. Like, you know what I was thinking. You know what? You look really good. You look extremely hot right now. Like, your ass in them jeans is ridiculous. You know what? But, and I really want to touch it right now. I really want to do something strange for you. But, you know, we've done all that. You know, I was thinking, you know, your friend Janice? She got a nice ass, too. What would you think? Hold on, what would you think? It's completely up to you. If both of you stood in front of me, I'd just smack them.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that. It would go jiggle back and forth. Like, you know that toy where you pull the marble and then the other one starts bouncing back and forth? Okay, maybe that'll happen.
But here's the thing, dudes. Here's the thing. Don't get caught in the trap. Because she will say, okay, cool. And she's like, you know your friend Brian? I'm just saying. Don't get caught in the trap. Don't get caught in the trap. You gotta put some ground rules in there.
He's right.
Or you'd be watching you know, Brian beat Stroke Your Woman.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Honestly, my manager
had a conversation about this with a friend of his the other day. It's like one of those things where, if you're doing it with your best friend, like, because, you know, you and your best friend have always said, you know what, I think we could easily fuck this chick. If it's your best friend, that's cool. But if it's, like, someone you've only known for a couple, like, you don't even know, I couldn't do that shit. I'm just like, no, if you're bringing some strange-ass dude in the bed, hell no. Hell no. That shit's not happening. It's your best friend.
Yeah, I'd rather have some hot chick in my bed than some other dude. I'll be honest.
No.
I'm saying that I would too. But you know, if your girlfriend says,
okay, if it's Shamar Moore, that's different.
Let's be perfectly honest here. If Shamar Moore was to come into your bed, you'd fuck your partner off and just go with Shamar instead. Let's be honest. Like,
I think I'd make him watch.
No, women.
This is how it's done.
Women, listen to Uncle Truth, okay? Uncle Truth is talking. All you young ladies out there, Uncle Truth is talking. When it comes to your boyfriend, there is only one penis per fantasy, and it has to be his. Okay? That's the rules. Just letting you know.
Well, apparently, according to Mistress Doom, 187 wants to watch her get fucked by his best friend. It's just one of those things.
Me and 187 have been friends for so long. I appreciate that he would think of me that way. I'll be over later.
Well, there you go, Mistress Doom. Leave your door open for Truth. Just
okay.
When he sounds like, he doesn't want to laugh or to punch me in my face. He don't know what to do.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I thought Judgment was like 187's best friend. So I'm like, wait, so 187 wants Judge to fuck his missus? I don't know. Well, I'm confused. It's like, what the hell's going on here?
Sorry if I'm quiet. I'm thinking of Shamar Moore.
Yeah, we know where your mind went. No, don't worry. Okay. I think I'm going to wrap up a really fucked up and twisted show. Like always, I love doing it. And to the person that came logged in as Dusty Rhodes, the common man, thank you. That's a great...
Really?
Yeah, someone's logged in as common man.
Right
DR.
There, right there. Yeah, Dusty Rhodes. Can you use his music as an outro? I'm not saying you're ending right now, but yeah. Could I miss that?
No.
I had to get that shit from YouTube. I had to get some shit from YouTube because I for some reason let me upload the fucking thing. But yeah, I'll play us out to Dusty Rhodes in a bit. Before we do, Truth, do you have anything you'd like to promote before we are done?
I would like to promote Real Trash Talk. Some of y'all need to step your game up.
Cool. And Tank, besides Canadian hockey, what would you like to promote?
Hardcore wrestling. Either get your asses into Karma, you can see Karma herself, or get your asses into Hounds of Justice. You can talk to Christian Kelly Kent, Leia Dreamwolf, Taylor, or Jonathan the Grappler Taylor.
Cool.
Talk to them, get your asses in there. Great company.
And guys, all I've got to promote right now is definitely go join the Brotherhood of Violence because they're doing great pay-per-views at the moment. It's an all-hardcore company, so if you're not a fan of hardcore, don't join. Also, do go check out RAWF and check out their show After Hours, or as it's going to be called from now on, Happy Hours next month. And enjoy Amadeus and Shelley the Drunken Clown. Okay. One last thing.
I'm such an asshole because both the owners are in the chat. Okay, get a hold of Mr. Doom or Mr. 187 and get your asses into Murder of Crows. I just recently joined and I'm liking it so far. There you go.
All right. All right, guys. Well, we're out, and sorry for having to be done like this, but yeah, I haven't uploaded it yet, so enjoy. So you know what, guys, I'm going to end on truth and tank. You know what, if we're going to celebrate Dusty Rhodes' legacy, I think we need to end this show from the words from the man himself, from his greatest promo of all time, Hard Times. So I'm going to play his Hard Times promo, and we'll be out.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that Dusty Rhodes has been injured. Well, we want to welcome back tonight Dusty Rhodes for his first interview since his injury. Here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was, Starrcade 85 it is to the wrestling fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, with that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard time. And we all had hard times together. I admit, I don't look like the athlete of the day supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big, but brother, I am bad, and they know I'm bad. And there were two bad people. One was John Wayne, and he's dead, brother. And the other was right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know My hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out, because the love that was given me, and this time, I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world's heavyweight title. I'm going to take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm going to take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you, for that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real world champion. I'm proud of you, and thank God I have you. And I love you. Love you!
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, man.